This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the countless blessings of the holy month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, an honor to be here in the holy month of Ramadan. What a beautiful month it is indeed. It is a little bit hard, it's a little bit difficult, it's a little bit tiring. Of course, we have a hunger and thirst and controlling ourselves. But despite all these inconsequential and insignificant trials and hardships, which, like we said, are difficult, but in the grand scope of things, they're not really that big of a deal. We are, you know, strong enough to be able to get through these things and overcome these trials and these obstacles, especially when the Almighty Allah says that the reward for an individual who fasts is the Almighty Allah Himself. So for such a beautiful reward, just kind of staying thirsty and hungry, and controlling ourselves for, you know, a couple of hours is something I think that is a good deal. So anyways, we are talking about the various different blessings of the holy month of Ramadan. You know, sometimes we don't really realize, I guess, the blessings that are within the holy month of Ramadan. And, you know, I believe we spoke about this once also. But when we don't know the blessings of the holy month of Ramadan, or on the other hand, if we don't know the importance of the holy month of Ramadan, then what happens is that we don't really benefit from it, we don't really value it, we don't really love the holy month of Ramadan as we should, because we end up focusing on the, you know, the problems and the difficulties and the hardships. You know, we focus so much on the hunger and thirst, and I gotta control myself, and I can't sleep on time, and my whole life's, you know, fake materialistic schedule has been shaken up, and there's this kind of another divine schedule that I have to follow for this certain amount of time. Because we do that, then we don't really value the holy month of Ramadan as we should. Ramadanul Mustabin Jaa bin Nuril Mubin Ramadan 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 Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about the blessings of the holy month of Ramadan. There are so many blessings, and really, you know, with so many days now passed in the holy month of Ramadan, and, you know, it's kind of sad to realize that the holy month of Ramadan is coming towards an end. But we should kind of look past at these days that have gone and these nights that have gone, and kind of list some of these beautiful blessings that we had. You know, for example, these community iftars, where we went and with the community or with a couple of families, we sat together and we laughed and we broke our fast and we prayed. This is something which is a blessing. And you can talk about every one of them, right? In a day and age where you don't have time for anything in the holy month of Ramadan, to be able to go and socialize with good, righteous, noble people, you know, of like mind, that is a huge blessing. Or, you know, at the time of Sahri, at the time of Suhoor, when we are eating that pre-dawn meal and we are spending time with our family members, what a beautiful time that is. You know, sure, you're kind of tired and groggy, but still, that conversation that comes up at that time is truly a blessing, and that connection that you establish with your family members, that itself is a great blessing. And, you know, and there's so many blessings that, you know, I mean, I'm pretty much done with time over here, unfortunately, but, you know, with yourself, you are purifying yourself, you're learning self-control, you are learning to rise above the materialistic realm and reach the spiritual realm, or this beautiful connection that you are establishing with the Almighty Allah. These are all just a few of the great blessings of the holy month of Ramadan, which we can continue throughout the rest of the year in our Islamic lifestyle. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me to the sky. I feel so alive, it's like my soul.